In this lesson, students will create multiplication word problems in small groups. They will model the solutions with manipulatives and drawings. As a class, you will create a class book of problems. Then the students will work in pairs to solve each other's problems. This lesson is broken down into 5 steps. First, you will introduce the lesson to the class. As a whole class, you will come up with an example to model it for the children. Next, the students will be broken up into small groups to create their own multiplication word problems. Next, the class will create a class book of story problems. Finally, students will break up into pairs to solve each other's problems. Students can become very frustrated using manipulatives to solve story problems with larger numbers, as in this next clip. Encourage students to use as many strategies as possible in solving these types of story problems.
Wait, we're going up 63. Yeah, you gotta be kidding me.
No, we're not.
In this next example, students used known multiplication facts to solve a problem for which they did not know the algorithm. They knew 10 times 6 equals 60, so they did this 3 times to solve 30 times 6. This type of thinking is common when students are solving these story problems.
There are 30 dogs. Each dog has 6 bones. How many bones in all? 30 times 6 is 180. Check. 10 plus 10 plus 10 equals 30. 10 times 6 equals 60. 10 times 6 again equals 60. 10 times 6 equals 60. 60 plus 60 plus 60 equals 180. 180 divided by 30 equals 6.
There are 30 dogs. Each dog has 6 bones. How many bones in all? 30 times 6 equals 180 bones.
20 cats have 9 bowls of milk, but 3 cats leave. How many bowls of milk do all the cats have in all? 20 take away 3 is 17. 17 times 9 is 153 bowls.
Miss Rose has 23 kids in her class. She has to hand out 4 different papers to each student. How many papers does she have?
20 cats have 9 bowls of milk. Then 3 cats leave and take their milk with them. How many bowls of milk does that leave?
Mrs. Rose had 23 kids in her class. She has to hand out 4 different papers to each student. How many papers does she have? So the problem we have to do is 23 times 4, and we're using manipulatives, to figure it out. And I'm taking out 23 manipulatives 4 times, and we're gonna count how much there is, and that's gonna be the answer of how much papers she'll have to pass out.
17 times 9 equals 153.